Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I've got another guest with me. I mean, it's been full house today. Welcome, Carl Spence, director of Seattle Film Festival and also Palm Springs International Festival. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually, despite the rain.
Despite the rain, I know. I feel like I'm in Britain at the moment because all we talk about is the weather. And today, everyone has just been talking about the weather. It's so funny. And of course, I did pack an umbrella being a Brit. I was just like, I must take an umbrella just in case, you know.
Yes, but did you have it last night?
No. Do you know what happened? I was actually walking home because I was a little bit earlier than... I was just so tired. I thought, I've just got to get home now. And we saw flashes of thunder and lightning. And we just got home as it went crazy, and we were watching everybody out the window. It's a bit sadistic, really, just watching everyone else get wet.
Yes.
And cycling in the rain.
Yes, I wasn't quite as fortunate, but it was,
I had
a good time.
You had a good time getting wet.
I was getting wet, trying to get off an island.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're here in Venice.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Venice Film Festival and what kind of films that you're looking for. Are you acquiring films for your festivals, presumably?
Yes, I'm here looking for films for the Seattle International Film Festival and the Palm Springs Film Festival. Palm Springs is in January, Seattle's May and
okay.
June. And also in Seattle, we exhibit films year-round because we have 5 screens and 3 theaters. And we're opening a new theater in October. So we're also, like Birdman was looking at for possibly showing in our theaters in Seattle.
Mm.
So looking at a lot of international films for the festival, though, and seeing some really interesting films.
So have you? Are you seeing films? I mean, clearly, you make a beeline for the films you really want. And then presumably you get time maybe to see a few films for pleasure. Is that possible?
It's possible, yes, definitely. But most, actually, everything here has been something new that I've really needed to see. So, but there's some very pleasurable films too.
Okay, give us an example. What have you enjoyed so far?
I liked 99 Homes, Birdman, and there was an Italian film, Black Clouds, anime.
No, oh, yes.
I'm mangling the Italian.
That's fine. I understood you. I'm not Italian.
and finding some unexpected things. I don't really know any of the films I'm going to see. I just sort of been picking them and going and not reading the descriptions. So I'm not doing my homework.
Sometimes it's quite nice to go into the cinema and not read. I mean, yesterday I saw The Cut, Fatih Akin's movie. And to be honest, I knew it was here. I didn't really have time to read much about it. So I kind of like to do that sometimes, where I just go into the film. I know who's in it, maybe, or I know what genre it is. But essentially, sometimes just nice to be surprised and not have an idea of what the story is already in your head. Because sometimes you do build expectations, especially from established directors, I find.
Yeah, I mean, he has a pretty good pedigree, so you know you're getting something good.
Yeah,
I usually look at the runtime to know when it ends.
Yeah, I have to say it was a really long film.
Yeah.
But
it was a little long.
It was really long. It was about 2.5 hours,
yes.
I think, so it was too long, way too long. But, you know, Tahir Rahim's performance was incredible. The film, I didn't like so much. I mean, it was average to me. I thought he could have brought a lot more to it. Sadly, that didn't happen. But, so you win some, you lose some. Some people will have loved it. I mean, I clapped at the end, out of respect. I thought,
it's a beautiful film.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Now, there is another long film that I absolutely loved, which is the one starring Viggo Mortensen.
Ah, yes.
Far From Men.
Yes. Loin des Hommes in French, yes.
I thought that was very, it just was really well done, beautiful.
Fantastic.
And it tells a time and place. I mean, we've heard some of these stories before, but and Viggo was just great.
And in terms of what's your criteria for the films that you choose? Do they have a specific criteria?
Well, the Seattle International Film Festival is massive. I mean, we show 250 films from 80 countries. We have a lot of different sections. So I'm actually all over the map. I just saw a documentary, seeing international films, small low budget films, experimental animation, narrative. New directors, looking for some good new directors. The Chinese film I saw, which I can't remember the title of it, The Coffin in the Mountain.
Yes, Bing Wan.
Yeah, that was really an unexpected surprise.
I had the guys here, actually.
And you think it's going to be one of these movies that's just they're just regular plots going this way, and it completely takes you somewhere else. And
absolutely,
very,
so that was
wonderful.
A good kind of a surprise. Actually, I agree with you there. And I mean, I saw a documentary. I don't know if you've got time, but Altman, absolutely
the Ron is it the Ron
charming,
Mann film?
Yes, really charming, really wonderful, really. Unexpected. Again, I didn't read too much into it. I knew obviously from the title what I was going to get, but you know, there's home video in there, there's archive. I don't want to say too much about it, because we'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. But if I can make a recommendation, that's almost one of my favorite films at the festival so far. But then I didn't see Birdman, and I haven't seen a few films that I wanted to see. 99 Homes, too busy, I'm afraid. You know,
you can't be too busy to see it.
Yeah,
you have to find a way. The nice thing about Venice, though, it's a really nice curated festival.
Yes.
Whereas I'm going to Toronto this week, I guess.
It's this week.
Today, Monday, I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Where that's so massive, it's hard to know what to do and figure out what to see and when, because there's so many choices. Here, at least, and there's still a lot of choices, but at least it's a little more contained.
Yes, that's
true.
I think
it's a little more humane for us film programmers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, have you found some films that you definitely want to put into both festivals?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And what's the difference between the Seattle Film Festival and the Palm Springs International Festival?
Other than the time of year?
Obviously, other than the time of year. You know, you've got one's got more time than the other to program.
Yeah, well, Seattle is a big city festival, at least it's a pretty big city, and it's got the biggest audience of any festival in the United States. Over 150,000 people come. So it's very, Seattle's a festival where the audience is more adventuresome, it's younger, you can definitely show more, you can show genre, you can sort of push them more, where Palm Springs is a bit older audience.
Okay.
There's a lot of old school Hollywood, so a lot of weekenders from LA come out. There's a lot of Academy members, so there's a big focus on the foreign language Oscar submissions from all the countries. There's a big awards gala, but it's definitely more international focused, less American focused, and but you do have to be careful. They don't, you know, like violence as much in Palm Springs. And they're more Eurocentric.
Can't you just surprise them?
You know?
Just call it a surprise film and then put something really violent in there.
The Kim Kadook would not go over well in Palm Springs.
Yes, very true.
But they do like films that have won prizes. So if it won a prize in Venice, then they might go see it.
They might go for it.
They'll fight to get in and then they'll all fight to get out.
I think you should just do it. Let's just push some boundaries.
Yes.
Let's get, you know, crash through the boundaries. And
sometimes you have to do that.
Make it memorable.
Yes. You don't want it to be boring. You want
it, you know. So. Of course. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you
get to
see. I know. I mean, you know, it's been about 6-7 minutes now.
Oh my gosh.
It flies, doesn't it? It absolutely flies. But I'd like to thank you so much, Carl Spence, the director of Seattle Film Festival and Palm Springs International Film Festival, for joining us today on Fred.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And of course, we hope that when you're back in Venice next year, you'll be back to see us. I hope.
It's my first time, so I hope to come back.
I'm sure you will.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.